Delegation thanks the High Commissioner for his comprehensive report and his ongoing commitment to protecting refugees and promoting lasting solutions. We also wish to commend the staff of HCR who, despite difficult circumstances, have continued to devote themselves to their mandate throughout the world. The pandemic exhausted global economies and lost millions of jobs, but it could not stop violence and armed conflict. The call of the Secretary General for a global ceasefire to concentrate on the pandemic deserves support. We see an increase, in fact, of displacement and an aggravation of the related problems. To support efforts to combat the pandemic, Morocco provided humanitarian assistance to Yemeni and Lebanese refugees and medicines for African countries. We set up a field hospital near Tunis to provide medical care to COVID patients and help that friendly country to deal with the rise in infections. With a donation from our king, we were able to support efforts in Gaza hospitals. We supported the intensive care unit. This is an expression of support from our country to the Palestinian people under the guidance of our king. My delegation welcomes the interaction with HCR, which has led to positive results, allowing us to be a reference country on the international stage in terms of hosting refugees because of our inclusive asylum policy. On that basis, we provide asylum seekers and displaced persons with comprehensive support and inclusion. 900 refugee countries have been born in Morocco since 2015, and they immediately are registered, which is not the case in all countries. 90% of refugee children go to school. That is higher than the global average. Our Ministry for Education in April signed an agreement with HCR to support integration of refugees and migrants in our education system with joint programs so that these persons' attendance improved at all levels of education and training. We included refugees and migrants in the COVID vaccination campaign. HCR, with national institutions, is providing coordination to ensure their inclusion and provide the necessary information for decision making. My delegation is very alarmed by the unacceptable situation of the population in the camps of Tindouf in Algeria. They have been there for almost half a century for undeclared political reasons. The Algerian regime is the main perpetrator in continuing the suffering in the camps in contradiction with its obligations under international humanitarian law. If the populations for which the Algerian leadership has been receiving assistance for over half a century were helped properly, the situation would be different, but often it is sent to the heads of the separatist militia. There is no justification for attacks on my country in that connection. We did not cause the deplorable situation facing the inhabitants of the camps. That situation involves violations caused by a separatist group, militarization of the Tindouf camp, the expulsion of thousands of families and separation of family members, the closure of land borders since 1994 unilaterally, and air borders likewise, so that Moroccans in Algeria and Algerians in Morocco cannot circulate freely. As regards the number of persons in the camp, the only certainty is that arising from a formal census using the criteria established by HCR on the basis of its experience. The populations have never been registered properly. In 2005, the Bureau of the Inspector General already described it as an abnormal, unique situation in the history of HCR and the UN. In conclusion, I recall my country's delegation to my delegation's determination to continue to contribute to the success of the meeting of high-level officials at the end of this year towards the implementation of the Global Compact on Refugees. Thank you. Merci.